Proclamation number 3716 dated the March 17, 1946. Danger of idleness. You should not give yourselves to laziness during the time of the last days. You should not stay inactive and indifferently await the end, but instead you should work tirelessly, spiritually as well as earthly, where necessary. For your soul only benefits from activity and never from a state of rest. Moreover, the end time will necessitate vigorous activity as a result of severe hardship which will force the human being to participate in every kind of work. For only those who betray me, who have completely deserted me, will have a good living standard. Those who abide by me will have to struggle with acute hardship, worldly too. Nevertheless, with my help they will be able to overcome it if they work diligently. But I will keep them occupied until the end. I do not want them to stay inactive and wait for my help, since I do not want them to run the danger of deserting me by comparing their life with the life of the atheists and begin to falter in their faith in me. Diligent activity will protect them from misguided thoughts, because activity is life, and as long as the task is performed for the benefit of other people, it is also a blessing for the human soul. And the difficulties of the time will necessitate supportive action for other people. My own will have to be very industrious, and even the representatives of my word, my servants on earth, are not exempt, and I will bless everyone's efforts and remove the worst hardship, although it will seem to the world as if the human being helps himself. Since my help only shows itself visibly to the world when the strength of faith is intended to become evident. However, every person will be able to work and aspire spiritually in spite of utmost demands on his physical strength before the end. If he aspires towards me, my spiritual strength will carry out the person's work and his thoughts will be able to freely wander into the spiritual realm. He will be able to be in contact with me at any time. His physical labor will not prevent him from working for the kingdom of God where appropriate. For I will give everyone a place where he will be able to work physically and spiritually in accordance with his abilities. Besides, time appears to pass more quickly to an active person, whereas the inactive human being extends his own time due to his idleness. Idleness does not lead to any kind of success, neither spiritually nor earthly. The Lord of the underworld takes possession of a lazy human being. He tempts him with worldly promises and diverts his attention from his real task on earth. And, because he wants to improve his life, the idle person follows him only too willingly. And I seriously warn my own against idleness. I will bless every deed which is not a blatant uncondemnness, and my blessing will result in constant help during spiritual as well as earthly hardship. Therefore, remain tirelessly active. Remember that there is not much time until the end and that any kind of activity is life. Don't end the experience of life before its time, and also use the flow of vitality correctly, then the spiritual strength will also be increased. You will persevere to the end and need not fear adversities, because then you will be living in accordance with my will in this respect too, and will always be able to be certain of my protection, my love and my strength. Amen.